There's a story of someone asking a Unitarian Universalist, "Where do you stand?" And the person replies, "I do not stand, I move." In that spirit, the Courageous Love Awards are going to actually be moving after our reflections on love. So right now I invite Roy to come up, and also Maya Pera will be offering some brief reflections on what it means to stand or move on the side of love.
I love yoga classes, but it is a solitary endeavor. The quiet time when people assemble, nobody really talks. The only sharing is passing a little spray bottle back and forth to cleanse your yoga mat. Afterwards, you're sitting on your mat, and it's kind of like riding a magic carpet from 1001 Nights. It's a fun trip. You become aware of the deep muscles and ligaments that never, ever have been stretched before. All this appeals to me in kind of a lonely way. It's a deepening relationship of yourself with yourself. But I choose church over Sunday yoga week after week. And it's not just because I work here. Today is the culmination of our Unitarian Universalist 30 Days of Love, period of reflection on our belief that deep love grounds our social justice and our openness to others, their attitudes, theologies, and cultures. 30 Days of Love is like our liberal religious answer to the 40 Days of Lent. Instead of focusing on self-denial, we lift up our external focus on our external justice work. Our love-centered religion also compels us to recognize those moments of love percolating throughout our community, Star King UU Church. We do more than pass the spray bottle to cleanse our mats. We actively greet each other with compassion. We listen to each other's stories, no matter how different they are from ours. We live the deeper love that entails our withstanding the storms of distance or sadness or just having a bad day. Our love is an enduring love whose aim is to call forth the beloved community. Being in yoga classes instills a love of self with all our own imperfections. Coming to Star King Church stirs up a love for one another, a love and commitment to dignity and justice in the world, and a sustaining love for the human spirit and the divine that propels us into the future.
Hi. So I wrote this piece for my junior English class, and the prompt was to write a rant. There's one serious, one funny one about something that is important to you. So this is my serious one. It came from a place of love, but also a place of, I don't know, indignance, perhaps. So I'm going to let it speak for itself. With the 2014 Sochi Olympics in full swing, many people have been discussing human rights violations in Russia. Google's doodle on February 6th, depicting Olympic sports with red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple backgrounds, highlighted the importance of lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, intersex, asexual, agender, pansexual, two-spirit, and other people, shortened hereafter to LGBT for simplicity, athletes to be able to compete in the Olympic Games without the fear of being arrested or harmed. Russia's strict anti-LGBT legislation can allow people to be fined or imprisoned for talking about LGBT people or having pride parades. When you think of LGBT people, you probably think of famous gays like Chris Colfer, George Takei, Neil Patrick Harris, or Jim Parsons. You may even think of lesbians such as Ellen, Jane Lynch, or Rachel Maddow. Maybe you could rack your brain for famous bisexuals like Carrie Brownstein, Billie Joe Armstrong, or Drew Barrymore. But what about the T? Everyone understands what gay is, males who like other males, and what lesbian is, females who like other females. And as those enlightened folks that recognize the existence of bisexuality know, bi people like people of both sexes. Now you may be asking yourself, why did she use the word sexes instead of genders? Don't they mean the same thing? Alas, my friend, they do not. This is just the beginning of the T, the tip of the trans iceberg, if you will. We live in a society dictated by a gender binary. Spaces are designated male or female, and there are gender roles specific to what gender you are. Here begins the problems for the intersex, genderqueer, gender non-binary, queer, and trans communities. It's impossible for them to fit into a black and white system that doesn't acknowledge the vast gray area of human gender identification. Simply put, sex is an individual's anatomy, and gender is how a person identifies on the gender spectrum, agender, masculine, feminine, or something in between. For many people, these two match up. This is called cisgender. Cisgender people were born male and have a masculine gender identity, or were born female and have a feminine gender identity. Transgender is just the opposite. A person was born male but has a female gender identity, or was born female but has a male gender identity. Trans men and women are men and women, just like anyone else. Unfortunately, trans individuals face institutionalized discrimination in American life. In 34 states, trans people can be fired just for being trans. In other states, it is illegal for trans youth to use the bathrooms and play on the sports teams that match their gender identity. It's estimated that around the world, a trans person is murdered every 3 days. Crimes against trans people often go unreported due to an uncomfortable legal process and unsympathetic interrogations of trans people by the police. So what does the T stand for in LGBT? It stands for trans. Testosterone, taping, trying to pass, trying to find a bathroom, telling others your pronoun choice repeatedly, trips to the doctors, ER, or hospital, and in some cases, taking your own life. The suicide rate in the trans community is 41%, more than 25 times that of the general population. Among trans people ages 18 through 44, the suicide attempt rate is 45%. These statistics are just numbers, unless you've had to confront them in the middle of the night while anxiously waiting by the phone, praying that your loved one is in the 59% that survive. So next time you think about Sochi, think about the T. Think of Laverne Cox, Chelsea Manning, Carmen Carrera, Chaz Bono, Isis King, Lana Wachowski, Thomas Beattie, Dr. Marcy Bowers, and Dr. V. May she rest in peace. Remember all the trans friends lost to suicide, homicide, and discriminatory laws. The phrase, give me the T, means tell me the truth. I hope this piece has shed light upon a truth so easily feared and forgotten. Long live the push for equal rights, long live the truth, and long live the T. Thank you.
Last weekend, when our church leaders gathered for the annual leadership retreat, we were facilitated by a UU church member, Linda Lukowski, and she told a story. She told a story about outerwear and the importance of outerwear. Linda, along with other members of the Berkeley Church and the Walnut Creek UU Church, attend monthly vigils held by the Interfaith Coalition for Immigrant Rights. And these vigils occur outside the Immigration Detention Center in Richmond, California. And as many of us know, if you are not a U.S. citizen in this country and you happen to roll through a stop sign, like I did a few weeks ago, and there is a police officer there and they pull you over, it's possible, even if you have a green card, that you could be deported, which is a really frightening thought. People who have lived in this country 20, 30 years, people who have children who are citizens, suddenly can find themselves being shipped to a country they no longer call home. Now, at these vigils, there's a good chunk of Unitarians, and they wear these T-shirts. standing on the side of love. And I think we're getting some where the church is in the process of ordering some of these right now. And one day there was a woman visiting who'd been travels all around, I think, the West Coast and the Southwest. And she pulled up on a bus and she saw these people with these shirts and she's like, "The love people. I know you." Because there are Unitarian Universalists from California to North Carolina who are showing up at activities, doing social justice work that speaks to our UU values. And so people are beginning to recognize us. We are the love people. Now, this woman, she didn't know if we were Unitarian or Jewish or Episcopalian, but she knew we were the love people. And we, Unitarian Universalists, have been standing on the side of love for a long time, long before Rabbi Heschel and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. marched for civil rights. However, sometimes or oftentimes we UUs have not been very clear about who we are as a group. We're more that we're not just individuals coming out for social justice. We are part of a group. We are part of a community. We stand on the side of love, or we roll on the side of love, or sometimes hobble on the side of love, or maybe you sit on the side of love. And I think about the importance of being a community and a group. And I think about last year how I told a story in worship about the Jim Crow South and about a young girl who was traveling through and how difficult it was. You couldn't stop at particular, you didn't want to stop at just any gas station because you weren't sure if it would be safe there if you were an African American. And so they told this story, and afterwards on the playground, a child came up to me and said, "Does that still happen today? Are there still people that don't like you because of the color of your skin?" It's always hard with these questions. You want to protect children, and at the same time, I want to be honest about the risks that are out there. And so I said, you know, that still does happen in some places. But, you know, Unitarian Universalists, we're people who try to make a world that's not like that. And he looked at me, and he pointed to the church, and he said, "Is everyone in there a Unitarian Universalist?" He wanted to make sure that this was a safe place. My friends, we are the love people, not just love individuals. And there are people who need to know that. And even though this mustard yellow is not exactly the color I would choose, we are the love people. Let us proclaim that loudly and clearly. Amen and blessed be.